You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot of activity in the town over the weekend.
It was.
KC Pride weekend, of course. Juneteenth parade kicked off in the district. Lil Boothang came to visit.
Oh, we know you was preoccupied.
Friday, I went to the movies to see Aladdin with his 7-year-old daughter. I ran into a lot of people at the movie theater. I was like, I don't ever run into people like this.
You do too.
I took him to Niecy's for breakfast.
For breakfast.
He loved it.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Miss Myra. She suggested a meal that wasn't on the menu, and he loved it.
Okay.
Saturday, we went to the Kansas City Zoo, and they enjoyed themselves there as well.
Yes.
That was my first time going to the zoo.
Oh. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I was there for like maybe the first hour and a half, then I had to leave because I went to the grand opening of the car wash over there in Grandview on Blue Ridge.
Yes. I got to go to that, boy. That must look immaculate.
It's very nice, and they gave free car washes the entire day, so you know
what?
The place was ran through.
Man. What?
I ran into Lauren's father. You remember Lauren?
Yeah, my dog.
Yeah,
he's doing well.
He is. He lives in Colorado.
Yeah, he's in college.
And did that, then took him to Jack Stack's that night for dinner.
Oh, somebody was spending the bag.
Wasn't me. And, you know, he liked it, but he was thinking I was going to take him to, I thought you was going to take me to a place, you know, like Niecy's, like a down home place. So I was like, oh, okay. And then Sunday they went on home.
Oh, man, you already know, jam packed weekend for me too. Proof Fridays every Friday. Shout out to everybody at Club Proof. You know what I'm saying? 2801 Southwest Boulevard. And, so Saturday I did something new. I never went to a boxing match ever in my life because the opportunity never really presented itself. Well, you know, I was like, man, listen, it's Tommy Morrison's son. He's a former champ, and he's from Kansas City. And Sugar Shane Mosley, his son, too. Both of them, first-round knockouts. Someone call 911.
Oh, I thought they were fighting each other. They had separate tickets.
And it was very, very exciting. It was, man. I definitely want to go see more boxing matches. And then yesterday, we was day partying, boy. My dog, Els. Woo! It went up, Shay.
Yeah.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, look for highs in the lower 80s today. Probably sunny skies. You're mostly cloudy and 66 right now in Independence. Shade was popping.
Following the incident that SZA said she had at Sephora stores, the company has announced that they will be closing for one day of inclusion workshops to conduct diversity training with its staff.
Lee Summit School District, you hear this?
So they took to their Facebook page with, quote, every Sephora store, distribution center, and corporate office in the U.S. will host inclusion workshops for employees. These values have always been at the heart of Sephora, and we're excited to welcome everyone when we reopen.
That's wonderful. And all stores need to do this, honestly. Go ahead. It's not just about black people. It's about everyone, and everyone's ethnicity needs to be considered.
This training will take place on June 5th. Ciara performed and announced a new tour during a visit to Good Morning America on Friday.
Oh, okay.
You here for the Ciara tour?
You know, actually, Ciara's live show is kind of dope, you know, because she has nice choreography. You know, she can sing on it well. But she can dance, though. She can.
I didn't know she had an album out. It's called Beauty Marks. It's 11 tracks. Let me look for it on iTunes.
Excited. I am going on tour.
She's going on tour.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Yes, I am going on tour, and it's some select really important dates for me in places that show me so much love. And I'll be putting up all the dates on my socials. So you guys can look out for those dates. And the tickets will be going on sale really soon. And I'll be announcing that on my socials. So stay tuned. But I'm really excited to go on the road and rock.
Yeah, looking forward to her date at Mingles.
Shut up. And she talked about being accepted to Harvard University. I didn't know she had a record company, but she says she has a record label and she wants to get, I guess, more knowledge about how to run it through Harvard University's Business of Entertainment, Media, and Sports program.
Do you think, Sierra, maybe you can manage your husband? Get him a new contract.
Billionaire reality star Kylie Jenner spent the day in the hospital with her sick baby Stormy.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
She put up on her socials she had an allergic reaction, but is 100% okay now, and we are home. Nothing else matters when these things happen.
Oh, okay, that's good. I'm glad the baby's all right.
Yeah, you know, we got to support the churn at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, that's it?
I'm done. I still haven't had my coffee.
Oh my God.
This is getting harder and harder.
That, and once you start talking about the Kardashians, it's through after that, too.
Exactly. I'm devastated, though, because when I went to the McDonald's, nobody was there. They was late this morning, so I couldn't get my coffee.
Oh, you be all right. Just go get some water.
It's not the same.
Yeah. Okay.
My coffee drinkers understand.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
My three-year-old wanted to stay up all night long and party. Like, she clocked in at 11 o'clock last night. Didn't clock out till 4:30 this morning. And I had to be up at 5:45 this morning. I'm real mad. Because now I'm dropping her off to go to her daddy's house. And I got to go to work.
Where do three-year-olds party at? What is a three-year-old
club
party?
Club home. That's where they party at, club home. Girl didn't want to go to sleep last night. Now I'm telling you, hear my voice? This ain't how it sounds.
You do sound like Alexander O'Neal.
No,
Brian,
she doesn't.
Look, Brian, don't clown. Don't clown me. I'm tired.
Okay, I'm going to stop. Who is this?
This is Nikki.
All right, thank you, Nikki. Have a good day. Get you some sleep.
All right, y'all. Have a good
you
one.
Too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A little more than a week away from our conversation with the candidates.
Ooh.
City Councilperson Jolie Justice and Quentin Lucas will be on the show, the 11th and 12th. I'm going to spend a significant amount of time with each candidate, find out more about their position, what they want to do for the city, and I'll come up with some little games and play something fun with them, too.
Ooh, yeah. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, find out more about their personalities.
Submit your questions at kprs.com. They already stacking up.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a stack right here, so take care of that.
Yeah.
Warriors topped the Raptors 109-104 to tie the NBA Finals at 1-1.
Ooh, boy. Andre Iguodala came to save the day for Golden State.
They try and knock it away from Curry. Curry throws it. Livingston has it. Back to Iguodala. Iguodala puts it up. It's gone. Andre Iguodala drills it with 5.9 remaining. What a clutch shot from the veteran.
Woo! Mike Breen on the call right there. I was watching the game and DJing last night at the same time, and the Warriors were really struggling in the first half. But they came through, and they wrapped it up in the final seconds.
Gasol, Van Vliet. Danny Green puts up another three. Shot won't go. That'll do it. Golden State has tied the finals. What a gritty performance on the road. Another road win for Golden State. And this best of seven series is tied at one game apiece.
Uh-huh. Drake ain't talking now, is he? Uh-huh. Shut him right on up.
The basketball part is cool, but I was thinking to myself, what would if I had like an announcer to be behind me every time I go somewhere?
Mike Breen would be good.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. I would love that.
You know who? I would want Gus Johnson. I don't know if you ever heard of Gus. Oh, my Lord. Gus is the greatest. He really is. Yes.
So I'd be, you know, at Niecy's about to get something, some breakfast. God. Brian.
Okay, I got you. Yes. Shay Moore looks at the menu. She has a selection. Chicken and waffles it is. On time. It's Oh, man.
I like that, B.
Yes. Game 3 will be Wednesday.
Okay.
And it's they going to the Bay. So, Oakland, you better be ready.
That's like one of my favorite places to go visit. I love it out there.
You know, I'm going to Oakland this year. Did you know that?
No.
This is the final game that the Chiefs will be playing at the Oakland Coliseum.
What?
So,
what?
That's week two. So I'm guessing like September 20 something.
I won't go.
Or in the teens. Well, you better get your ticket.
I gotta get a ticket. I can get my plane ticket. You can't look out for your homie on the.
You up here selling shea butter on the streets.
And
people think that you know what I'm saying? So you got your side hustle going. I got my side hustle. So you out here making this money. So you got your own ends, all right?
I'm like Megan Thee Stallion. I got my bag, but I like yours.
Listen, thank the Lord for Megan Thee Stallion. I look at her every day with lustful eyes.
Oh, Lord.
I think about how blessed we are to have her.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sunday is my Netflix and chill day. I'm washing clothes, straightening up things. I was watching the Netflix series When They See Us. I had to turn it off, Brian. It was so sad. And just the same narrative that we've heard over and over and over and over again, where people who don't know their rights can be intimidated, and how a narrative can be created that does not actually exist. I literally got to the point where I had to cut it off. I said, I can't watch any more of this. It's chronicles the story of the Central Park Five. This happened in the late 80s in New York City. These young men were accused of raping a jogger in Central Park. They were innocent, but a whole set of evidence, a whole set of prosecution took place to get each of them in prison.
Right.
Between 6 to 13 years. In 2002, a serial rapist confessed to the rape, and that's what cleared the young men. They were able to sue the city and get $41 million for what they went through. But these were like 14-year-olds, 15, 16 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So they lost a huge portion of their lives.
They lost the prime of their lives.
And were demonized as animals.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman who is responsible for prosecuting them, her name is Linda Fairstein, and she's gone on to become a novelist. Had a very successful career. She's friends with Katie Couric and has done, you know, very well for herself with her books. And so folks are calling for the cancellation of her. How do you feel about this cancel culture, Brian, when something happens and someone does something? You know, we say cancel, and that hashtag is being floated around right now. Cancel Linda Fairstein.
It's a case by case thing for me. In this situation, hell yes. Just because of the circumstances, and for the fact that the prime of the lives of these young men were taken away from them for something they didn't do. But when you look at she sung the national anthem this year at the Super Bowl. Her birthday was the other day. Gladys Knight. When you look at Gladys Knight and people were trying to cancel her, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Because she wanted to participate in the national anthem. I'm like, come on, dog. The cancel culture sometimes can go too far, but it's a case by case thing with me.
Some people say it's necessary to call out racist yes. behavior, sexist, homophobic behavior. And some people say that it's a toxic online space
that
isn't conducive to learning. Yeah. So we're not able to gather anything from this cancel culture.
Yeah, we have to hold people accountable. I'm not sure this is the right way, though.
What do you think about this? Do you think that cancel culture is necessary, or it goes too far?
Now it's time for the Sheet.
Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722. Look for highs in the lower 80s today. Partly sunny skies later on. Mostly cloudy at 67 right now at Raytown South High School. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. Tavion LaCorey Mathis. Who that, Shay Moore? Slick'em from the group Pretty Ricky. He's 34 years old today.
Love that song.
R&B singer Life Jennings is 41.
Somebody gonna come, son.
You don't know that song?
No.
How you not know this song?
What is this?
Life Jennings, cops up.
Hey, yo, you.
I know that song.
They say that on that song, too.
Well, I think he says that more than once.
Hey, yo, you.
Also, singer and songwriter Denise Williams is 69.
You can do the Bobby Shmurda dance, it is. Happy birthday. Oh, God. Happy birthday, everybody born on June 3rd.
Whoa. A former employee of R. Kelly told a grand jury that the singer regularly recorded tapes of his sexual encounters with underage girls and kept them as trophies. It's also reported that they are now believed to be in the hands of the feds.
Talk about cancel culture.
Sources directly connected to the case tell TMZ that the ex-employee testified in front of a grand jury in Northern District of Illinois on Thursday, and he claims that he is in direct possession of those tapes.
Bye.
Yeah.
Peace out.
It's
a shame.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Ray J, Willie Norwood Jr. He's made a major investment in a new legal marijuana business.
Oh.
He's already dropped $5 million into pre-roll joints that he's going to call Ray J's.
Ah,
like for joints.
Oh, okay.
In a video, he shows off his greenhouse with rows and rows of that dank. Mm. Company will be called Mad Vibes.
Where you get $5 million from?
Oh, Ray J got money.
From what?
All the things that he's done. He's done television. He's done music. Oh. He's been an actor for a gazillion years. Ray J got money.
I mean, you know, the residuals from the Sinbad show, are those coming back like that? Like,
he was on Moesha. He was also on several other shows.
Co-star. Moesha was on UPN, right? CBS.
I'm just questioning his bag.
I'm just trying to.
But do people want pre-rolled stuff? Usually, yes. People don't like nothing pre-rolled.
The less work you got to do.
From what I understand, most people don't want people already be done rolled it up because you don't know what nothing.
It's from California, and this is a substantial business. It's supposed to be right.
I don't know nobody that wants some of their stuff pre-rolled, but
weed. I know plenty of people who do. People who can't roll.
Stay off the weed.
Yeah. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I turned on Netflix new series When They See Us yesterday. Unable to finish the first episode. Once they got to the portion where the police were threatening one of the Central Park Five's father to tell his employer that he had a past, I said, this is enough. I can't watch anymore. I knew what was coming next. I knew that the father was going to probably try to coerce the son into taking the fall for something that he did not do. For those who aren't aware, Central Park Five were five teenagers who were accused of raping a jogger in Central Park back in the late 80s. They were completely innocent. They served between 6 to 13 years in prison. In 2002, a murderer and serial rapist confessed to the rape. He was never charged because it was a statute of limitations. The city settled with the young men to the tune of $41 million for the time that they served in prison.
You were in New York City at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the...
That's all anybody talked about, period.
Okay.
This was the abomination of the century. This was probably one of the most covered cases. Donald Trump took a whole full-page ad out in the newspaper calling for their execution, basically. Said they needed a death penalty. And this was untrue.
Yeah.
It also led to the... In 1994, where they started making like the crime bill and changing the sentencing. Mm-hmm. That was a direct result of that. So a lot of folks are calling for Linda Fairstein. She's the woman who actually prosecuted this case and instructed the cops to do whatever they had to do to get these young men. The hashtag cancel Linda Fairstein is being circulated online. She is now a novelist, and her books are available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and so people have been asking them to snatch her titles from these retailers.
And I don't disagree with that.
Some say, you know, it's necessary, you know, the whole cancel culture, and others believe that it creates a toxic online space that doesn't really bode well for learning or for right. any real
dialogue
solution.
Because back in the day, you know, if you had a problem with something, you used to write letters. If you cared that much, you wrote letters, you called in, you did those type of things. But now it's like everybody has some sort of voice or some sort of say in someone's career.
What do you think of cancel culture?
I do think that people that are saying racist, sexist, homophobic things need to be called out, because we've got a president that's doing that every day, every chance he gets, and everybody just looks the other way and acts like it's normal, acceptable behavior, and it's not. Wow. So why is he getting away with it when an ordinary person or a superstar may do it, and then they're shunned for life? To me, that's not acceptable.
All right.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
You
too. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I started watching When They See Us because so many of my social media friends were talking about not being able to get through the first episode. So I said to myself, Brian, I know I'll be able to get through it. I had to cut it off. Just the imagery, just the same story over and over again of young people who are unfairly accused, and how the prosecution and the police just trumped up a whole case against these young men who were innocent. They spent 6 to 13 years in prison, lives completely altered forever. And the woman who was responsible for the prosecution, Linda Fairstein, has gone on to publish novels and has a very lucrative career.
Mm-hmm.
Social media folk are saying, look, canceler, you know what you did. You are part of a travesty from young kids, 14 years old, 15, 16. You shouldn't be able to reap the rewards.
Right. I agree.
So I started investigating what the cancel culture is all about. And the definition of this is public denouncement of those perceived as racist, sexist, homophobic. Some people say that it's necessary to cancel folk. R. Kelly, Kodak Black.
Right. It is. But sometimes people can take things a little too far. You know, I remember folks wanting to cancel Jesse Jackson because he had made some comments towards President Obama. You know, Gladys Knight, like I mentioned earlier, people wanted to cancel her because she wanted to do the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Like, come on, dog. You can't revision the history that these people have gone through and what they've done for us.
In her case, a lot of folks on our Hot 103 Jams page starting to comment. Rachelle Henry said, yes, canceled. Michelle Emery says she needs to do jail time and her book should be pulled. Lewis says, cancel her.
I agree.
Some say that it creates a toxic online space and it does no positivity. You know, it does nothing good for trying to eradicate some of these ills that we see and hear in society.
Do you think it just erases having a conversation? Not kind of hearing other people's point of view?
Say that again.
Do you think that it kind of like cancels out like conversation and not trying to hear out other people's point of view?
You mean online?
Just period. Like whoever you're trying to cancel.
I don't know if 140 characters is enough space to really talk about something clearly and thoroughly. and if that's even the space where people are able to hear real comments about stuff. She's since closed her comments on her Instagram page because she has one, because people were, you know, going down with the hashtag cancel Linda Fairstein. Mm. What do you think about cancel culture? Do we need it or not?
She absolutely needs to be humiliated for what she did. Not only did she know what she was doing when she put these guys away for something that they didn't do, but she capitalized off of it, which is absolutely disgusting. So I don't think we need to be sensitive to people that do things like that. It's absolutely disgusting, and they need to be called out.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for your call this morning. Have a good one.
No problem.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hashtag cancel Linda Fairstein. It's being circulated on the internet after Netflix released the series When They See Us, which is an account of the Central Park Five. These were teenagers that was accused of raping a woman in Central Park. They were completely innocent of those charges. Another person later on confessed to the crime. And the city settled with these young men for $41 million for incarcerating them for 6 to 13 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine being 14 years old, snatched up by the police, interrogated without your parents, to the point where these young men started saying that they did it? That, okay, I didn't rape her, but I held her down. And they had nothing to do with it. That's how young people can be coerced.
Right. And, you know, you're 14 or 15, and then next thing you know, you're in prison until you're in your late 20s. And most of your life is taken away. That's the thing that just is heartbreaking for me. We don't know what these young men could have been.
I had to turn the television off because the part where they got to one of the young men, their father had a good job. And so the police pulled his record for some reason and said to the dad, hey, look, do they know that you got this background? And he was like, no, you know what this got to do? He said, well, you need to talk to your son and he needs to confess to this or we're going to let them know. And so I understand from this day, he still doesn't speak to his father for convincing him to take that crime.
And I understand why he wouldn't be talking to his father. They're going to have a conversation one day, though, Shay.
Lives were torn apart,
right,
over this lie. Linda Fairstein was the prosecuting attorney at the time, newly formed sex crimes unit, and she really wanted to get this case for this new unit. So she told the police, do what you got to do to make this stick.
Even if that means lying?
She said, do what you got to do. And the police started snatching people up off the street. And it just, it was so realistic that it just made me sick inside. I couldn't look anymore, Brian. I had to turn it off. But, you know, everyone needs to see this, especially kids, to see how, if you don't know your rights, you can be deemed guilty.
Right.
So this cancel culture is what we've been talking about. The hashtag cancel Linda Fairstein, who's a novelist now. People say, look, she shouldn't be able to make any money out here anymore. Now that the details of this have come out through this Netflix series.
And to me, that's a case by case basis with the whole cancel culture thing. In this case, I totally agree.
What do you think?
I feel like she doesn't just need to be canceled. It's one of those things where she intentionally prosecuted and incarcerated innocent people knowing that they were innocent. That means she too needed to serve jail time because that's illegal, along with all the officers who helped her coerce them into having to serve jail time. And people are missing the bigger picture. A lot of these individuals are serving in a place of power, and yet they are abusing it and not having to suffer the same laws that we all abide or live under. She needs jail time. how many other individuals who incarcerated inappropriately and still serving time or may have lost their lives incarcerated behind such misuse of justice and funds and power.
That is so very true. I'm going to try my best to continue watching the series, but it was just so emotional. Ava DuVernay did such a great job with portraying the feeling that was going on at the time and how one act turned into basically these five young men being railroaded and their families.
But they're still doing that to a certain extent when they profile and do all this other additional stuff, and then they wonder why public relations and law enforcement have such difficulty and trust, because to a certain extent it's still going on. It has never been reprimanded, and it's not being rectified. So it's like those same individuals, they're training the next group who's and so forth.
Well, thank you so much for your call this morning. Have a good day, all right?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822 today. Look for highs in the lower 80s. Partly sunny skies. Right now, you're mostly cloudy at 69 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Sephora stores has announced that they will be closing for one day of inclusion workshops to conduct diversity training after R&B singer SZA claimed that she was racially profiled.
That's good. I feel like a lot of stores need to do this, and a certain school district as well.
The stores will be closing for the training on June 5th.
Yes.
Ciara performed on Good Morning America on Friday. Did a bunch of her little medley hits. I didn't even know she had a new album out. It's called Beauty Marks.
Medley hits. My goodies.
My goodies was a smash.
Nah, it was a smash, but is she gonna have a choir singing? I bet you thought about it. Bet you thought about it.
The Ciara slander ends now.
Ain't no slander.
She also discussed her recent enrollment at Harvard University. She said that she's living out a college dream after being accepted into the school's Business of Entertainment, Media, and Sports program.
Yeah, she wasn't quite a child star, but she was...
She was still pretty young. She was still in high school.
18 or 17.
She was in high school because they did this special called Sincerely Ciara. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget it. It aired on BET. And I said to myself then when I was watching it, I said, okay, she's the answer to the hole that was left after Aaliyah passed. Because she was, you know, thin dancing. Mm-hmm. She wore like baggy boy clothes in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, had the light little voice.
I could dig it. But my point was she never really had the opportunity to do this.
Right.
So, you know, congratulations.
For sure. So Blac Chyna has a new reality television show.
Oh, Lord. Just what she need, huh?
Well, I mean, she got to get some money somehow.
Go get a job.
This is her job.
That's a job, fam?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
So in the clip of the impending reality show, she and her mother, Tokyo... What's her mama name? Tokyo Tony? Yeah, Tokyo Tony. They were arguing in Blac Chyna's kitchen. And so she was smoking an e-cigarette. She didn't blow the smoke directly in her mother's face. It was like off to the side.
So this is how we gonna do it?
And so her mother was like, don't you be blowing smoke in my face. And then she got all of her face and did, like, there was a kerfuffle of some kind.
This is finna be all bad. Those poor babies. She got the baby by Tiger, got the baby by Rob Kardashian with the cross-pollination. This just reeks of just ratchetness.
Yeah, I felt dead. I'm like, y'all are not doing a good example.
No,
on
they're
this
not.
Reality show, fighting with your mother. I would never.
And you encouraging it.
I would. Who's encouraging it?
You. You talking about she need to do it?
This is her job.
That's not her job.
Some people got to work at Krispy Kreme. Some of us got to work at radio stations. Some people got to work at the car wash. She does reality TV. That's her job.
This is sad that you are. I can't believe that you are agreeing with this right now.
That's her job, fam.
So she can't go get a job at, you know, at the grocery store?
She don't have to. She can do this. They're willing to pay her to follow her around with cameras. Yeah. So you gonna turn that down? Okay, then I ain't think
well,
so.
I didn't give you an answer.
I didn't think so.
But they also have this young lady filming. They filmed her at the Worlds of Fun or Six Flags or whatever it was, fighting people over the dang on the baby pusher thing. She needs some help. That's what I'm trying to say.
What that got to do with working at the Reality People's TVs?
Whatever crack you saw me smoke, that'll be the last time, baby. Please.
She need to go get a job, all right?
That's her job. Okay. I'm sorry. That's her job.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.